Hello everyone, this is Keith Wall with a word on Wednesday. We're talking about abiding in the vine. So Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word, that your word guides us, directs us and builds us up in the right way. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. So let us turn to John 15, 1-5. I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, shall bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So the key here is abiding in the vine. In verse 4 it says, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. So we're living a life, we're Christians, born again Christians. We must always be relying on the Lord. He is our life. So we must continue to abide in the vine. And in Colossians chapter 3, 12-15. Put on therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another in if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also you are called in one body, even be thankful. So now we're bearing the fruit, somebody else is getting the benefits. As you become more fruitful, and fruit grows. This is another thing. We are in the vine, we have fruit, but fruit grows and fruit matures. And you've got all that's why you abide in the vine, otherwise the fruit won't mature. As you become more fruitful, you receive the benefits in your life, peace and health. And other people should be blessed by your fruitfulness of God. And God is glorified. In Galatians 5:22-25. Now this is the fruit that we are bearing. In verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, which is self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections thereof. And if you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So I'm not going to go into that now, but the works of the flesh will rob you of your fruit. So we're making sure that this fruit is being manifested in our life. And you're the best judge of your fruit is you. So we need to make sure that we abide in the vine, then we study what the fruit of the Spirit is, and if it's not lining up with the Word of God, you have to deal with it. You've got to put off the things of the flesh and you manifest the fruit of the Spirit. You are the best judge of fruit, of the fruit you bear. And God, by His or Spirit, or by Jesus, will help you to become more fruitful. Jesus, abiding in the vine, Jesus is going to help you become more fruitful. You're not doing this on your own. You're abiding in the vine. So you're getting the life from the vine, or you're getting the life from Jesus, so that you can bear this fruit. You become more fruitful. And in John 15:8, God is glorified by your fruitfulness. So how do we glorify God? By being fruitful. So it's pretty clear, isn't it, in Galatians what fruit is. I'll read it again. But the fruit of the Spirit, now the fruit of the Spirit, and we're talking about it, that being in you, the Holy Spirit in you. Now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. They that have Christ have crucified the flesh. This is why you need to know what the flesh is and what the Spirit is. So today I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit, that the flesh have crucified the flesh and the affections thereof. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So being a Christian is not just getting saved and saying, I'm going to heaven. Being a Christian is living the Christian life. So the way we live the Christian life is by abiding in the vine. Jesus said, let my words, you abide in him, and let your words abide in you. So the word of God has to be in you. It's got to be forefront. You must be reading the word of God daily, fellowshipping with other Christians. See, the thing is, our reaction to other people will show whether you're fruitful or not. You read it, you change. And as I just said, Jesus is there to help you. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for each one. We thank you, Lord, that we can abide in the vine, and we are drawing life from the vine that is Jesus Christ. And, Father, we thank you that the fruit that we bear will bring glory to our Father in heaven. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.